Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And on this week's show, we are talking about those attractions that need not be touched.
Don't touch my attraction.
Don't touch my attraction. So we were talking about a potential topic. We kind of came up with the same idea, just in two different ways.
Yeah.
My thought was, hey, what are some of those attractions that need a refurbishment despite their legacy?
Yeah, I think there's some attractions out there that are just the blue collar, blue blood, if you will. I think people hold near and dear to their heart. They're in multiple parks. They've stand the test of time. They're just like the stalwart attractions, you know, like your Pirates, your Haunted Mansion. They're just going to always be there. And so that got us thinking.
But are they?
Yeah, that's exactly
I think that's
it.
The question, because Disney has thrown us for a loop in the past.
It has.
I mean, let's look at the most recent Splash Mountain.
Big change.
Which that was a huge change.
Yeah.
That fans lost their mind over.
Yeah.
And then some attractions like Dinosaur, which is completely changing to Indiana Jones, has had mixed reactions.
Yeah, it's funny, and that's where I was coming from. My thought process was more along the lines of why? Why do we hold some attractions so dear and near to our hearts that when we hear that they're going to change, we just lose our minds over it? Like, I know for Randy right now, Randy's one of our co-hosts, couldn't make it tonight, but Randy, I know for sure, he is big on Tom Sawyer Island. He does not want to see that change. And so that got me thinking. And then I know for you, you have yours, which is the Great Movie Ride. I think in your...
You had to bring it up.
I think it's funny though, right? Because I have no emotional attachment to the Great Movie Ride. I don't even know that I've ever rode it. I was coming in what? Right as the Great Movie Ride was going out.
What?
And so I think
I
missed
fathom
it. Yeah. Maybe not.
No,
or maybe
you
it's
had
just,
to have done it. You did not miss it.
I didn't miss it, but we never rode it.
I mean, Mickey and Minnie's has only been out for a couple of years.
17. 2007.
Shut up. What?
That's. I think that's when Movie Ride went down or closed. And
okay.
Mickey
so that,
and Minnie's,
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe. But I thought Mickey and Minnie's was a pandemic opening. Was it not?
I think it was.
All right. Listeners need to fact check us on that one.
Here's the thing. So I pulled this quote up real quick. It's a very famous quote from Walt Disney, right? We've all heard it. It says, "The park means a lot to me in that it's something that will never be finished. Something that I can keep developing, keep plussing and adding to. It's alive. It will be a live, breathing thing that will need changes." So even from the very beginning, Walt knew things were going to change, things were going to develop, attractions were going to come and go. But I just find it interesting that there's some attractions out there that people, I mean, you see it all over social media, right? People are still miffed about their favorite attraction being replaced, even if it's admittedly by something, or maybe not admittedly by something that's better, right? Or more fresh or more current.
And you're right. And I think we have to define, you know, the difference between a refurbishment and a complete retheming, right? You know, for me, for example, let's say the Tower of Terror, which probably of all the attractions at Disney World right now is the one attraction I would lose my freaking mind over because they've already taken it out at Disneyland.
Yeah.
The ride system is the same. It is a complete retheming. Just like at Magic Kingdom, you have Splash Mountain, which completely rethemed to Tiana's Bayou Adventure,
right?
And a lot of people, like we said, a lot of people lost their minds over that. I've yet to do Tiana's. I think people have this emotional connection for whatever reason, whether it's a time in their lives when they first saw the story, like when you first saw Twilight Zone, or when you first rode the Jungle Cruise as a kid, when you first went to Disney World, because that attraction has been there for a really long time, right? So, yeah, I think it'll be fun to kind of get into these, what may lie ahead.
So yeah, let's just go through a few that have changed that I think are big hitters, if you want to call it that, of things that kind of set people off.
Okay.
Right. First one, maybe not so much. Horizons, which I never rode because it changed over in 2003. I wasn't going to the parks at that time, but it became Mission Space.
Is that better?
Yeah. both pretty slow moving rides. Here's one that I think hits a lot of people's radar. Maelstrom to the Frozen Ever After ride.
Okay. Maelstrom.
Maelstrom. Yeah. Sorry.
No, yeah. You're good.
What are your thoughts on that? To me, the Maelstrom ride was a little weird and creepy.
You know what? I don't remember that much of Maelstrom. I wouldn't say that I was overly disappointed to see Frozen.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think they did a good job. They identified, okay, Frozen is this huge IP that we have. Kids and adults all love it the same. We have this pavilion in Norway. It kind of just fit.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that was probably a re-theme that made sense.
No, I totally agree. I think that one's one that a lot of people could get behind just because of the huge success that Frozen is. But there's still this following of Maelstroms out there that hold that true, that they still want that ride or didn't want that ride to switch over. To me, I think Disney would have missed the boat. I'll say it that way. Disney, no pun intended, right? You're on a boat right there. But Disney would have missed it if they would not have brought Frozen in to Norway. It's just the right place, the right time, and the right ride to put in that pavilion.
Well, and Maelstrom 2 was there since, what, 1988?
Yeah.
It was there for a long time.
Long time.
I mean, that's a lot of years for fans to become really attached to that attraction, especially since for all the years of Epcot, I mean, you didn't have, you know, Guardians at the, I mean, this is probably one of the first rides, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when did Epcot open? 83? So,
83.
Yeah, it was 83.
83.
Yeah. So about 5 years after opening, but yeah. Again, anyway, all right.
The next one was one we already mentioned that I had on my list, and that is the great movie ride to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. Runaway Railway.
We have... Oh, hey, you got it. You got it.
I had to slow myself down.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah. You know, I think that this is another one that, you know, with those Mickey shorts that came out and became wildly popular, this is another one to me. No knock on your feelings towards the great movie ride and the emotions that it brings. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of kids, newer kids coming up, are more familiar with the Mickey shorts than they are the Wizard of Oz, right? And some of the Casablanca and some of the other. Now, what I don't agree with is that it takes away from what Hollywood Studios is, which was supposed to be this backlot tour.
Correct.
Movie producing, movie making park that has now wildly changed to not have hardly anything about movie making and more just about Disney IP. So that's where I kind of like have a hard time with. And we'll get into another one right after this that's in Hollywood Studios that just takes away from what the original idea was of Hollywood Studios.
So here's the thing with the great movie ride, and you can go back to previous episodes. I beat this already enough. The great movie ride was the last opening day attraction to close.
Yeah.
And I think for me, and I don't remember it back in 89 when it came out. I just remember it when we first started going to Disney as a family back in the early 2010s. It hit all the bells and whistles for me. It hit all the criteria that I look for in a Disney attraction. Storytelling, animatronics, music, live action. It just hit it all.
Yeah.
And when they took it away, you know, obviously I'm still bitter.
Yeah.
Right.
But No. I understand. And I think this goes into the psychosis, if that's the right word of it, is like there's just something inside of us that we latch onto certain attractions, certain shows, and they become very special to us, and we don't ever want them to go away. And when Disney makes the decision for them to go away, it almost becomes kind of personal, right? Like, how could you possibly take this away from me? And so I get it. I get it. So kind of on those same lines with Hollywood Studios is the lights, motor, action, and the backlot tour.
Mm-hmm.
So that took up a huge section of the park, right? One is a stunt show. The other is an actual They do it at Universal Hollywood Studios, if I'm allowed to say those that park's name on our show. But yeah, it's a you know, it showed you how movies were made and did a backlot tour. Those obviously were replaced by Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge. So again, to me, it's one of those things. It's like, well, Toy Story Land is, it's a necessity, right? Toy Story is a huge IP for Disney. Star Wars coming online. So many people were excited about that. Brought in, to me, this was one of the most genius moves that Disney has made in acquiring Star Wars, is then putting it into their parks, because that brings in a whole genre of people may or may not otherwise have visited Disney.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people were sad about losing Lights, Motor, Action, Stunt Show in favor of Galaxy's Edge. We did that. We saw the stunt show, and to be honest with you, it was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't sentimental. It was cool to see, but there were no like characters that you were attached to.
Like the Indiana Jones show.
Like the Indiana Jones stunt show. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So let's keep going on a couple of these. You mentioned this one just a minute ago. Guardians Cosmic Rewind. Do you know what was there before that? Ellen's, as in Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen's Energy Adventure.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's barely hit my radar.
And I believe, didn't that building sit vacant for a long time?
For a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, no loss there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think, again, it had its time. Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she was Dory and she was very involved in Disney productions. But I think once it kind of ran its course, it was over. And I think, you know... Now, if you said we're taking Guardians Cosmic Rewind away and we're bringing in Ellen's Energy Adventure, you would have a revolt on your hands, because I think more people love Guardians than they do. Well, specifically, they love Cosmic Rewind. That's a wildly popular ride, right?
Oh, now. For sure.
Okay, we mentioned Splash Mountain to Tiana's Bayou. I don't think we need to rehash this. Here's a big one.
Well, actually, if you backtrack too, real fast, sorry. Ellen's Energy, what is it? Ellen's Universe of Energy was actually just Universe of Energy before that. So it's been rethemed a couple different times.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so here's a big one that a lot of people still have are miffed about, and that is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride became Winnie the Pooh. This is in, of course, Disney World. And so I think a lot of people... You know, Disneylanders that then became Disney Worlders got really upset when they took away Mr. Toad. I know this is one that hits Randy's radar. He likes Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and not real super excited about Winnie the Pooh.
Which, and that's still operating at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Just not at Disney World.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably even Steven for me. You know, I like Mr. Toad. I like Winnie the Pooh. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. My last one that I thought, no love loss here, but I just thought it was interesting, is going over to Disneyland, speaking of Disneyland, the Eeyore parking lot. So it used to be part of the parking structure at Disneyland. That was totally revamped to become Indiana Jones Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
So you're saying that
that was in 1995.
We got the Indiana Jones ride as opposed to a parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no love. Yeah. That's a no brainer.
Yeah.
Disney, if you're listening, you can take any parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make it into an attraction. That's totally fine.
Now, what I think is cool, this is a little bit off topic, but I think it's cool, is generally speaking, whenever one of these refurbs or replacements, let's not call it a refurb, because a refurb just means they're updating the attraction, but when they replace an attraction with something else, typically there's a little bit of a nod where the Imagineers throw in some sort of remnant or Easter egg or something like 100%. That into the new ride to kind of give a little wink and a nod, like, hey, here's props to you, Eeyore, for giving up your parking lot to be the Indiana Jones ride, which I think is cool. And it's kind of one of those things that, if you know, you know, and it's a fun thing to kind of look at. Like, for example, in the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, there's a Mr. Toad that's, as you exit the ride, there's a Mr. Toad there in the Pet Cemetery that is supposed to be a nod to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So that's a fun one.
I should know that, but I don't think I do.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna look for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Another good one is, speaking of Indiana Jones, if you're at Disneyland, you're walking through the Indiana Jones queue and you're at the part where Sala is explaining how the ride is going to work. If you turn around and look behind you from where the film strip is coming from, mm-hmm. you have to look really carefully, but there's a parking sign to the Eeyore parking lot.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. Little Easter eggs, little hidden details that you have to really pay attention to be able to pick up on. So those were mine. I don't know if you had any others.
I don't have any others. I just more had a question. So we've talked a little bit about the history of some changes that have taken place. You know, there have been obviously a lot more changes than we're just kind of hitting on a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I think the theme of this is, hey, which attractions that are current in their current state. So let me ask you this question. Which attractions in their current state do you think need a refurbishment?
So when you say refurbishment, are you saying like they need to be replaced?
No. Not replaced.
Okay.
I think that's the second question is, I'll give you an example.
Why?
It's a small world.
No, don't touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they...
Well, actually, did you see in Japan? In Japan's small world, they have little baby Groots all over the place right now.
Oh, I did see that. We'll see. So that would be an update.
It's an overlay. Yeah,
it's an update. Yeah. Or a refurb, an update, things that...
Okay, well, I got two off the bat. So the two that came to my mind almost immediately is Buzz Lightyear's...
Space Ranger Spin. Yeah.
If that's how you're saying it.
Yeah.
In Disney World and Disneyland, for that matter, to me, the technology is there to update that and refurb it.
Okay.
Improve the guns. I'm not saying get rid of Buzz. I just think you're in Tomorrowland and you're using this gun that's attached to a, you know, string, and you're in this Omnimover that like shakes when it moves and when you try to adjust your seat to shoot in a new direction. And it's just... To me, that would be one that I am more than okay with being referred.
I mean, that ride is actually pretty crappy right now. I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes the guns don't even work.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten too easy to get the high score of 999.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, 1 point under a million.
Right.
Yeah. Now, would you be okay if they got rid of it and brought something else in?
I personally would. I think almost all of Tomorrowland... That would be, if I was like CEO of Disney World or the president of Magic Kingdom,
yeah,
that would be on my number one hit list. Tomorrowland.
Get rid of Buzz Lightyear?
Tomorrowland in general. But yeah, but I'd start with Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
I'd refurb the Great Escape, Stitch's Great Escape, the Laugh Floor, all that's gone. Like that whole section of the park leading up to Tron. It just seems even more dated now.
No, 100%.
Now that you have Tron and you're like walking, like you can't get through Tomorrowland fast enough to get to Tron, in my opinion.
You're right. No, honestly, you're 100% correct. Tomorrowland is in a really bad state right now. But let me ask you about another attraction in Tomorrowland. Okay. So, speaking of attractions that may be untouchable, the Carousel of Progress is in Tomorrowland.
Don't you dare.
No. I'm with you. I think this is an attraction that people would lose their minds over.
Yeah.
If they decided to remove it. Because it's Walt's. It's a super old attraction. It has been updated. It probably needs another update. I don't know how they would do that, to be honest with you.
So I think they just advance the technology, right?
Yeah,
so
but like, do they add a scene or do they remove?
I think they just fix the last scene. The last scene where they like have on the optical.
Yeah, because that like isn't it like the 90s?
Yeah.
I mean, we're 25 years beyond that last scene now.
Yeah.
So okay, so that's a ride that you would update,
would at least
but not
update,
get rid of.
But not get rid of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what are some other attractions that need a refurb, and maybe not removal or a change of theme?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Back real fast. It's a Small World.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I think this is one attraction for me. I would be, I even hate to say it. I'm not sure. Part of me is like, get rid of it.
Oh my gosh.
Get rid of it. Bring in something different. They will never do it because It's a Small World is a classic. It's like an OG. It's like a legacy attraction.
Yes.
But part of me is like, dude, I just 10 minutes of that, of those dolls singing the same song over and over and over again in the most uncomfortable boat ride of your life. I'm like,
what if they just improve the boats?
Improve the boats. One, improve the boats. Two, I guess you really can't retheme it because the whole theme of it is these dolls that represent all the countries of the world. I mean, I get it. I like it.
It definitely has a strong 50s and 60s vibe. Maybe that's what's doing
it. It does. And I guess now that I've said it out loud, I'm like, you know, it is one of Walt's attractions. It does help make Disney World and Disneyland, like it does make you helps you feel like, okay, this is a classic. This is just classic, right? You had mentioned Dumbo.
I think Dumbo is one of those untouchables. Like, I can't imagine Disney coming in and saying, okay, we're taking... I mean, Dumbo is the one ride that's in every single park.
Well, that's true.
So I think that that's like...
And actually, I guess they doubled down.
What was the word I was using? It's not the right word. Moratorium, right? So in the mortgage world, that's where I come from. A moratorium means we're not doing this. Like, we can't touch this. Yeah. We're not doing it, right? I think Dumbo is one of those attractions that you shall not touch, right? Like, it's written somewhere in stone.
Well, and I guess
Disney archives.
I guess they doubled down when they created New Fantasyland back in 2014 or 15. You know, they set aside that one side where they actually doubled the size of Dumbo.
Right.
They made two different Dumbo attractions.
The queue for that one is awesome.
The queue is amazing. Now, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dumbo's not smart. Dumbo's not going anywhere. Yeah.
Just a quick side tangent. That was one of the smartest things I think they've ever done with a queue is giving you a little, you know, like you get at the restaurants, a little comeback later, and then the kids get to go play on the playground. Parents get to take a seat. It's great.
Yeah, like that's a great queue. Okay, so let me throw this out there. Just saying this out loud is going to, I can already hear the Disney fans. Peter Pan.
I think Peter Pan could do a refurb.
If they could somehow add 20 to 30 seconds to that ride and make it a minute and a half, I think that would mean all the world to a lot of people, myself included.
For sure. I think where I'm going with this is like some of these new animatronics that they're coming out with that are so advanced. I think that's where I would go with Peter Pan. But to remove it, no, you can't. I mean, but I guess I might have said that about Splash Mountain. But I just can't imagine you removing such a popular ride as Peter Pan.
It is a crazy popular attraction.
Especially for what it gives you.
Yeah, which is a minute of flying around in a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Over London.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But it's always got a good 45 to 60 minute wait.
Always. It's crazy how always that line is just always long.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that that's touchable. Do you think pirates could ever go away?
No. No, 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 no. That's, for me, that's probably the Mount Rushmore of Do Not Touch.
Really?
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I would definitely say Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, pirates, Haunted Mansion. Okay, that's a good question. Your Mount Rushmore of Do Not Touch.
Yeah.
For me, it's going to be Haunted Mansion, pirates, Tower of Terror. What's the fourth one?
Big Thunder.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So that's mine is like Big Thunder Mountain, untouchable. You cannot take that away. It's a major icon of the parks.
Yeah.
I think Pirates is right there as well. Haunted Mansion. I 100% agree with you. My fourth, I'm not sure what I would say that is. For me personally, not necessarily what the general public would say.
I would say general public. I would throw Jungle Cruise in there.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rid of, you cannot get rid of Jungle Cruise. You can update it, but you can't even retheme it. You got to keep it the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, just to see how much people lost their minds just by them changing a few scenes, people freaked out.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Disney does not care. Like, you can jump up and down, scream, throw a tantrum, write all kinds of nasty letters to them. Disney is going to do what Disney is going to do. And they are going to stick to their guns. Very rarely have I seen them back off an, you know, an idea where they're like, look, we're doing this. You know, we're, and again, they've done this with Pirates, right? Like they've updated Pirates to fit whatever, you know, message they want to send there. And people lost their minds, but to absolutely take those rides away, I agree with you. I don't think you could.
Wait, and dude, and that makes me nervous because of what you just said is that Disney does, in a sense, well, they do care, but like you said, they don't care because they, because it's all about progressing and plussing. Yeah, and yeah, we're not going to forget the past, but we have to focus on the future, right? Some of these attractions we've talked about are in prime locations. Like It's a Small World is in the middle of Fantasyland. Yeah.
And it takes up a lot of real estate. I feel that way about Jungle Cruise. I feel like that is one that, boy, I don't know if that would make my Mount Rushmore of untouchable. Just because you're right. Now that you say that about the real estate, and if they don't update it and keep it fresh for younger audiences, think about 20 years from now. At that point, that ride is crazy old. And if they haven't done anything to refurb it or refresh it and make it more relevant, like think of your grandkids when they get on that ride, are they going to be like, what is this? Like, you know, anyways, that's how I try to think about it. But like Pirates, Haunted Mansion, I mean, Pirates have been around forever, right? So I think that general theme sticks. I think scary houses and haunted mansions stick. I think the roller coaster that Big Thunder is sticks, right? And the Old West, like, I don't know.
Let me throw a wrench in this. What about Soarin'? What about Spaceship Earth?
I could see Soarin' going away.
Really?
For something else, yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not either. That's one of my favorite rides.
I wouldn't mind.
Spaceship Earth, 100%, I could see that going away.
Man, Spaceship Earth may be, for me, on the outside of that Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like they're knocking on the door. That's how much I love Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
But Soarin', I love Soarin'. I wish they would. Here's the thing. It's one of kind. That technology, the Erector set that they used 40 years ago, right? They should just recycle movies.
That's where I think they should go with it. Yeah.
So that might be a refurbishment.
What I'm saying is like, are these attractions that we're talking about, are they untouchable? To me, Pirates, untouchable. Like I think Pirates, as long as Disney parks are around, there will be a Pirates of the Caribbean. It may look a little different from park to park. It may be updated from time to time, but I think it will always be in the parks. Always. I feel the same way about Big Thunder Mountain. And I feel the same way about Haunted Mansion. Now, what I can't put my finger on is who's number four, right? Who is my Teddy Roosevelt? I just don't know. Because I think if it came down to it, could Peter Pan go away? Maybe. And I think Soarin could. I think Jungle Cruise potentially could.
I think if we were to pull 1,000... Disney lovers, I think we're going to have a lot of Jungle Cruises, a lot of Peter Pans.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where that fourth member of the Mount Rushmore would come from, would be one of those, maybe Spaceship Earth to a degree, Carousel of Progress to a degree.
Small World.
Dude, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain would be.
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one.
I could see
maybe,
them.
Maybe four is not enough because I think that. Well, you're right.
You only can have four in Mount Rushmore, though. But you're right.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that there are some that they will just always be a part of Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that interesting conversation, right? Like, interesting topic. I think for me, more so than a ride would be, because I guess the closest I've come to how you felt about a great movie ride is when Happily Ever After went away for a while, right?
Oh.
And when I felt like I lost that, it was like, this is going to sound very dramatic, but it felt like, golly, I just lost a whole big reason to go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if, yeah, that would be an interesting question as well. We're running long on time here, but an interesting question is, would you ever stop going because they took something away? And for me, the answer is maybe, because that's kind of how I felt with Happily Ever After, right? When that went away, I was like, well, they ruined it, right? Like, they ruined the best castle.
Well, and you got to think there are people out there that when they took away their favorite attraction, that was the tipping point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know?
And for me, I mean, I think about, I mean, that's a good point. Happily Ever After is, talking to my wife the other day about our trip coming up here in a couple months, I'm like, I have to see Happily Ever After. I have to.
No, right.
You know, like, we got to figure out a way. I might want to see it twice, because we're doing a 2-day park hopper at Disney. Look, I'm like, I got to see it twice, possibly.
Man, you're preaching to the Disney choir right now. Like, when we went on our last trip to Disney World, we were there 3 days. And one of our things, I think I told you this before, is we sat down and said, what are our non-negotiables? For me, Happily Ever After was my non-negotiable, right? Like, I wanted to see it all 3 nights that we were there. And so, anyway, it's an interest, man, this has been a fun topic to kind of go through and talk about, like, what can change, what can't change, what will change.
And Disney's, I mean, they are prone to surprises.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't shock us in the next 5 years to see one of these attractions we've talked about get the boot.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, it's a small world, has been around for a long time. It's not pushing capacity like we're used to. We got to find something else.
Wow. It's crazy to think about, but you're right. Yeah, it absolutely could.
Ultimately, they're in the business to tell stories and to make money.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to have a spot. Well, I say that, but they've had spots in these parks for years that have not done anything.
Right. Right?
But yeah.
And I think the other thing that drives this is, as new IP comes into play, right? Like, we don't know what the next Disney hit is going to be, but if another Frozen comes along or another Pixar, right? Like, think about how much Pixar and Toy Story and those Pixar IP dominate some of the parks, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that as things progress and things become more and more important to the younger generations, some of these older rides are going to phase themselves out, unfortunately. But
yeah, I mean, our kids' generation, does Peter Pan, is that a thing to them?
Probably doesn't.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably doesn't mean a whole lot.
As much as I've tried to get my kids to watch Peter Pan this is like 75 years old. Come on, come on, Dad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, they're watching it by myself.
came out like, what, 1955, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So, anywho, well, hey, we're out of time.
Yeah. Listen, give us a like and a follow. We'd love to hear from you on any of our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, still around.
Still around.
We'd love to hear from you. What is your untouchable Disney attraction? And we will put a little poll out there and see what you guys think.
We should.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to post, since we don't post very often.
That's right.
Let's post a poll. Which is the untouchable attraction in your opinion?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.